I wanna chase it like a summer firefly. Won't stop until I hold it in my hands. I wanna feel it like Christmas morning, like a children's story. Read it to me again.
Kia ora, you're listening to Marie and this is Faith Matters. If you've joined me today, welcome. Hey, it's Friday and we've got, we're listening to The Wonder by Jason Gray. And this is another one of his called Order, Disorder, Reorder. It's a new one, I love it. Yeah, it's a good sound, have a listen.
I thought everything was as it should be. I believed that it was all up to me. As if I was in control. Then I lost everything I thought that I knew. I couldn't see that you were leading me to something beautiful. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. Choose, but this is how you make me new. So here I am, I'm all in. Though it feels like falling, that's what it takes for you to break through. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over and over. I thought the storm would never come to an end. I begged you again and again. Send a miracle. But the storm was the way you broke my heart open wide. To get to what was hidden inside and call it beautiful. Ooh. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over and over.
I'm telling you the truth. But like it or not, your love won't stop till it makes me new. So give me all that you got, from the bottom to top, till I look like you. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. It wouldn't be the way I choose, but this is how you make me new.
Fear's got me living with the lights out, chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. What the enemy stole. Oh, you can't speak your lies over my family, no. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on.
Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say.
You took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that.
That was Take It All Back by Torrin Wells. Yeah, it's a cool song. Puts a bit of energy into us, doesn't it? It did for me anyway. Up next we got Back to Earth and Rapture Ruckus. This is a cool band and I like their sounds. It's a bit different, but don't let that put you off. It's Christian Az.
Limited edition, custom design. You gon' run brighter than a fire. Gon' blow ashes gaze across the sky. So let me take a minute, let me make an observation. You're the only one of you, there's no replacement. You're the pinnacle of my God's creation. Got to blow high and defying gravitation. Chasing stars, heart racing, you're amazing. If it's any indication, in a world of unlimited information, beyond imagination, you get really got the skies blazing.
Can't hold me down.
Paralyzed.
To my final breath, let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain. When I see that smile on my Savior's face, I won't be walking, I'll be running home.
That was Running Home by Cochrane and Co. You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters. And, yeah, if you're going to stay tuned in with me today, we're going to have an interview just after one with Pastor Roger Peart on Christmas this year and what, sorry, Surfside is bringing to the community through We're Nearer Street. Yeah, so if you're wanting to hear about what's happening over Christmas, tune in after one and you'll be able to find out all about it.
When we walk down the street, it'll be to a whole nother beat, and it would see a light in you and me, maybe a remedy, some kind of relief, and they'd be like, ooh, ah, look at them go, what do they know that I don't know, ooh, ah, every move we make, don't you know they can help but see and say, there's something different, something different, and I gotta have it, I can't describe it, but I know that I need it, I don't know what it is, but I need a dose of it, come on, come on, from the dark, so bizarre, so real, so right, maybe like, I think I need it in my life, ooh, I stop and ask, what do you have that I don't have,
like you never know. It's a feeling like being home. It's always knowing that you're never alone. It's a shock to your sleeping soul. It's a love like you never know. There's something different, something different.
I turned that off too quickly. Turned the wrong thing. Sorry. There you go. That was Something Different by Sidewalk Prophets. And it's one of my favourites, so I would have liked to have finished that off. But never mind. You'll hear it again if you're tuning in. So up next we've got Before You Leave, and it's 6:60. But I'll try that again. Yeah, I have a bit of a croaky throat. It's okay. I'm not unwell. Just the seasons, folks. Okay, so, yeah, after 1 o'clock we've got Pastor Roger Peck coming in to talk about Wenneta Street, Christmas this year in our community, what's that all about. Maybe we'll look at the history a little bit and why we put Christmas on every year. Well, actually, it hasn't been every year. I think it's every second year that we've been doing that. So, yeah, but he'll know more about that than I do. So tune in after 1 and going to hear the heart behind Christmas and why we do what we do and all about community and getting together. So let's play, 6:60 Before You Leave.
Run before you walk. Sing before you talk. Look until you see. Fly before you leave. Thought I was holding up the world, but I wasn't even standing. Looked down and I was empty-handed. It was until I felt the waves crashing all around me that I knew I was drowning. Run before you walk.
take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. When the moment comes, you'll say, where I live. Hope that you spend your days, but they all add up. I'll say I live.
Miracles come, and all your tears have turned to dancing. your knees and pray.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep open when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of time. So when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause there ain't no storm that can change how this ends. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the back row is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how. Ever since Greece got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since Greece got you. Ever since Greece got you. Greece got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you, spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel, uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please, let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Indeed it does. Grace has got you. Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Mercy Me. Coming up, this one I'm going to play now, it's called Becoming by Jason Gray. It's a new one. I really like this, so I hope you do too.
So far from where I wanna be. With each step I learn to trust, the maker is still making me. And I'm becoming I.
for the way that you stuck around, giving me the grace to figure it out while I was still learning to be found. 'Cause I'm becoming I'm becoming. It's madness, not perfection, not arrival. It's direction, it's the living and the learning, not the finish line but the journey.
Fill my house up and open, fill my plans up and open.
Yeah, you're listening to Marie on Faith Matters, and we're going to head into some adverts soon, but after that we're going to have Pastor Roger Peart in here talking about, well, he's here now actually, he's going to be talking about Christmas in our community this year at Christmas in Wenera Street. So we've got some questions, and he's going to give us some history, and yeah, it should be really cool. So stick with us. I'm going to play one more, and then we shall have our adverts and interview. This next is, we've got next to me, and I'm not going to say the guy's name because I can't say his name. Jordan.
I've been empty. When I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling, I get this feeling, I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish. Cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know that help is on the way? In my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Oh, oh, oh. You know I tried to do it on my own. Oh, oh, oh. You say it's time for me to come back home. Next to me. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the growers market, Mum. There's always something yummy there, and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the growers market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market. Bye. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
Hi Raglan, Wayne Super Values. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great Raglan community.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Raglan Food Bank. The food bank can be found at 36 Bow Street opposite the Community House and is open for business between 1 and 3 Mondays and Fridays.
Donations can be dropped off at these times or at Super Value.
Check out the food bank's current needs on our sign at the Super Value entrance or online at surfside.co.nz.
Or find out more about the Surfside Community Services, Food Bank and Counselling Services by phoning 825 5199.
The Raglan Food Bank, Raglan's only true community bank.
Raglan Community Radio 98.1, the best in the West.
Somebody needs to hear the truth that he's not mad at you. He's not looking down, frowning with an attitude. Not because of what you do, but who you tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. Here's some good theology that'll set you free. When he looks at you, he is only pleased indeed. Not because of what you do, but who you tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you, it's my stays fixed on you, 'cause it's Jesus that he sees you through. Even on your worst day, after a mistake, nah, he don't change the way the weather do. It's some hope that you can hold on to. God is in a good mood. There's been some miscommunication, misinterpretation. Some say God is love but full of aggravation. Some say he don't talk to you unless you're perfect too. But if you know him, you can laugh, 'cause you know that ain't true. Here's some good theology that'll set you free. When he looks at you, he is only pleased indeed. Not because of what you do, but who you're tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you, it's my in a good mood.
Come on, say it for the people in the back row.
So let it ease your troubled mind. You found favor in his sight. He set his love on you, 'cause you're beloved too. Now you're the apple of his eye. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you, his smile stays on you, 'cause it's Jesus that he sees you through. Even on your worst day, after a mistake, now he don't change the way the weather do. Here's some hope that you can hold on to. God is in a good mood. Yeah,
God is in a good mood. Did you know that? Okay, so in the studio we've got Pastor Roger Pett. He's coming to talk to us about Christmas in the community this year and what that's going to look like. So welcome to the show, Roger.
Thank you, Marie. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. We are getting close.
Sneaking up on us.
It is. And I hear there's lots of good things going to be happening. But before we go there, I'd kind of like to get a bit of a history around Christmas in the Park and your heart towards it, the church's heart towards it, why we do what we do. And how long has it been going for?
Yeah, well, Christmas in the Park was started a long time ago, probably back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, by the Raglan Community Arts Centre. That was the group that started it. And one of the main people behind it was Betty Power. And I think she probably had helpers with her, a team from the Arts Council. And they decided that it was good to have some carols in the park.
Hmm.
That's where it all started. And I've known Betty all my life because they were farming out at Tiuku, Leo and Betty Power. And so she said, oh, Roger, you should come along and see what it's like, and we might want to bring some of your church people along, and so on and so forth, and because it was early days when we were pastoring. And so we did, and it was really cool. I could see it was over at what was Te Kaupua, over there beside the camping ground back in the day.
What's it called? Papahua
now.
You get it better than I do.
It's changed the name, but that's cool. It's still the same place, and it's an awesome place, and that's where it all began. Under the trees over there.
Wow, just some Christmas carols and just getting the feel of Christmas and community. Yeah,
and it was just usually a few days out before Christmas, and Betty and the team were doing that, and then after a year or so we started just to support them and help them. And then she said, oh, well, maybe you guys could organise it, because they didn't have quite the young ones coming through at that stage in the Arts Council, and so we were working together for a few years on it,
right.
And then it was a gradual. She said, "Oh well, you guys like to run it," and they've supported us with finance and funding and so on in those early years, and so we've just carried on from there. But because it's quite a big community event. And we got a lot of sponsorship from the different businesses around town and the organisation and the cost of it. We felt just to do it every second year rather than it being a burden on the same people all the time, because we wanted to keep it, you know, fun and people look forward to. And so that's what we've done all the way ever since. So okay. I'm not sure how many times we've organised, and it's grown.
It has grown. I've been a part of this Christmas in the Park, as I've known it, for a long time now. And, it has grown over the years. We've had some amazing acts. Can you tell us something about some of the acts that you've had?
Well, the most recent and more notable acts has been Stan Walker, of course. We've had him twice.
Mm.
But we've had all sorts of other bands, and both local and bands from all over New Zealand, really, and different groups. And so, I can't remember all the different groups that we've had, but we've had lots.
We have had a lot.
And it's been, it has, I guess, the budget and the whole organisation of it and the whole thing, it's almost grown to be almost a bit too much.
Mm.
And so that's why this year, we were even wondering whether when COVID came along, of course, everything shut down, as we know, and we weren't able to do it, even though we'd planned to. And so we thought this year, look, we're out of COVID now, we're well out of COVID, and it's time to do something again, time to get Christmas back out in the community.
Great.
We're allowed to gather, we're allowed to do stuff. But we didn't want to do exactly what we'd done before. We wanted to change it up a little bit, make it a wee bit more community, a little bit smaller, a little bit more raglan, really.
Raglan.
And so that's why we've sort of changed it a wee bit this year.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, you've given us some good history on our Christmases so far and why we do what we do. And the bands that we've had there, and Stan was amazing, obviously. But I'm going to play a bit of a... Oh, I don't even know. Let's see, here we go. Look, I was going to play something else, but I'm not. I'm going to play Fingerprints by Dan Bremner's. I can't even say that last name, but it's a great song, so don't worry about it. Just enjoy.
Awesome.
I never thought I'd feel this way. In the middle of the night, I hear you say, gotta get up, look in the mirror, punch the air. Of your favorite song, everybody sing along. Oh,
to find out what's for me. Take the phone, Rosie. And if you're young and if you're free, maybe you find out finally. Whoa, here we go again. Whoa, here we go again. Can't you see it's crazy? It's what it seems to be, yeah. Whoa, here we go again.
So that was late 80s Mercedes, Here We Go Again. And that is actually the band that we're going to be having playing at Wyneta Street. So we're going to talk about that now, Roger, aren't we, as we go into what the acts are and what to expect.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, well, we have got, our, I guess our feature band really this year is late 80s Mercedes, and it's not such a high-profile act as Stan Walker and others that we've had in the past, but they are a local Waikato group. All the guys, there might be one guy that comes from Auckland, but the rest of them are all Waikato, and they're really quite a funky, you know, just they play a lot of covers, a lot of music that we're familiar with, as well as Christmas songs, and they've got a brassy, upbeat, which I think is really cool for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a really good Christmas
sounds.
Vibe. And yeah. And it's, I think most people, I think everybody will enjoy their music. It's not, so that's what we're trying to do with Christmas in the Park. We're trying to have something for all the family, something that the kids can, you know, dance around and enjoy.
Yeah, nice.
Mum and Dad can sit and relax, and Grandma and Granddad or whatever, they can all come and join in as well. And that, so that's what it is. It's a family fun event that we're planning to run,
yeah,
for everybody, so a little bit of something for everybody.
It's nice, but when we can come connect together in community.
Yeah, well, we live in a pretty awesome community. I think people love getting together. Raglan people love events and occasions, and so that's what it's all about. And of course, we've got the carols, which is Christmas. We're going to have a Christmas focus the whole time. We've got things for the kids. We've got
what sort of things?
Well, we're going to have like bouncy castles, and then Santa, of course, will make an appearance.
Yay. And I love that.
Well, everyone loves having. We've got to have Santa at
we
Christmas.
Do. Yeah.
And then there'll be just different bits and
face
pieces.
Painting.
There'll be some face painting for the kids. Yeah, and as well as we're going to have some kai this year. Some the team will be doing there'll be sausages and things to give away, and other bits and pieces. We've got the gelato guys coming.
Awesome.
And so there'll be gelato ice creams for sale, and there'll be a bit of stuff that we will be for koha, just, you know, sort of whatever people can afford.
Yep.
So no one needs to go home hungry. There'll be one or two little surprises too that we're working on for the kai, but we'll see once we get that organized. So we're really looking forward to a family fun evening.
Yeah, we need this. We need this at the end of the year. We need some joy and some connection and just coming together as community and seeing our neighbours and friends and family and sharing time together. Often we don't get to do that in the one place. You know, for us, you know, we can do that at church. We can go to church and see a lot of our friends and family members there, but it's not often in community that we can share time together.
I think too, Christmas can get quite busy. You know, there's lots of end of year stuff. There's lots of things going on, breakups and school productions and all the rest of it. And sometimes we can get a little bit stressed about the whole thing. Mm. So the aim of it is not to add more pressure and stress on anyone. Just a Sunday evening on the 10th, starting around 5 o'clock, just a time to gather, chill out, and just have a nice family, relaxing time, as you say, with other people from the community. And that's the aim of it. And just to remind everyone that, hey, what Christmas is about, that it is a significant time that we celebrate, that we're just wanting to pause and... just have a bit of a refresher time, you know, rather than just go, go, go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to play another one from, I'm going to get it right this time, late 80s Mercedes, I Feel Good. Meant to play that. It was a big band sound from late 80s Mercedes, and we've got Pastor Rog Pett in the studio with us, and we're talking about Christmas this year, and we're having it at Wenetta Street the 10th of December.
Well, that's just one of the parts of Christmas. There's lots of other things going on through Christmas time as well. We'll have, I think, the St. Peter's Anglican Church are putting on Kind Carols. They do that every year, which is awesome.
Nice.
There's also church services, carol services, and things happening, especially as we get into the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Yeah. But what we're putting on is a community event on the 10th of December, so it's a couple of weeks out before Christmas, just to get everyone into the mood for all the things that are coming up. So it wasn't that call, that late 80s
Mercedes
music, and that's this. They've got quite a lot of brass instruments and just quite an upbeat, lively group, and
that's why
we thought we would run with them this year. And they work with our guys on the carols as well,
and they're local,
and most of them are locals, and three or four of them actually. Living in Raglan or coming to Surfside as well. And so they're very much a community-focused group. They're not.
I think that's what makes it feel so good, is that these are locals, and it just brings us even more into community and connecting together. Mm. So we're having Christmas at Wenetta Street this year.
Yeah, well, it's not actually in the street. It's in the in the car park.
It's not.
But we need a street. It's a significant place actually, but it's quite a. What we wanted to do, we didn't want to have it quite the same place because otherwise everyone would be expecting Stan Walker or something the same as what we've had before. And it's going to be similar, but it'll be a little bit different, a wee bit smaller, a bit more family vibe, bit less. You know, sort of out there in terms of big acts and that sort of thing. So, but we are going to have a few local acts and some of the kids are doing stuff. We've got children on stage. We're going to have, you know, perhaps one of, something from the Freedom to Fly guys. We're working on that one. We're going to see, we've got the Kapa Haka group from the Raglan Area School coming.
That's
just,
awesome.
Just a bit of a mixture of things just to create that vibe.
I think having the kids involved and showing us their skills and what they've been doing, practicing all year, and it's just all part of that community feeling that we are in doing Christmas together.
I want to mention about the space down at Wynyata Street. There is that big parking area. That's where we're having it, behind the yard. And I just want to acknowledge the guys, Tony Bruce and JC and the guys for allowing us to have it there. It is a private area. It's but it is in just really kind of secluded and a little bit more sheltered. It's a wee bit smaller, quite so open. But it's right in the downtown area, just in behind the yard, where a lot of stuff happens, you know, the coffee shops and all the shops around there and you know, the bread place. And it's just all sorts of things happen in that area. And it's a community space. And so I just really want to acknowledge the guys for allowing us to be there, which is much appreciated. And also there's a history around that place that is quite significant, because that street is called Wynyata Street because the Maori chief used to, his village apparently was in that space, right in that car park area. And so, and he was quite a significant person in the 1800s, in the time of the early missionaries, Reverend James Wallace. They were good friends. And
is that connection to the Wallace family here in Redden?
Yes, the same family that are still here.
Wow.
And so there's a connection that goes back a long way from us, from a Christian point of view, because this Maori chief, Wynyata, he became a Christian, and he was an influential man. And, you know, he actually laid a foundation for our community here. He was a signatory on the Treaty of Waitangi, and James Wallace witnessed his signature. So they were...
some history there.
Very significant people, which makes it a very significant place. And that's why the street is named after him, because of the influence that he had. And like one of the founding members of our community here, in a way. And
how special is that?
For the relationship between the Maori and Pākehā back in the early days, there was a good healthy relationship there. And so we're wanting to pick up on that, and we're wanting to rebuild on that, and hopefully we'll, you know, the whole theme of Christmas is Jesus came to as the Prince of Peace, to bring peace, to bring hope, and so that's what we're trying to, that's partly why we've chosen that space, because of the significance around it, as well as the fact that it's a cool little space.
It's
downtown Raglan, it's right and it's probably a space that many of us didn't even really know was there, because it's just tucked in behind.
Yeah, we're going to know now.
And there's some awesome trees around there. There's some lovely Pūtakawa trees, and I'm hoping they'll be out flowering. You know,
wonderful.
And then it's quite sheltered as well because of the buildings around and the space. So it's really...
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm getting quite excited about
it. Yeah, it's sounding great.
because it is such a cool little place.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of Whangaroa Raglan. We live in a cool place.
Yeah, and it's a blessing. And the story and the history around Wynyata Street is so interesting, and I think we should know more about that. The history of our community. It's about connection and coming together, and those were two cultures that came together, and there was peace and Jesus brought peace for us, you know, and that's what we want to have at Christmas time is peace and goodwill for the year ahead.
I think in some ways it's easy to lose some of the stuff around all this, and we can move on and forget, and then we sort of can even start to lose the peace and the relationship and between us as cultures, and really that's also the heart behind it, is actually we're rebuilding on the foundations. Nice. To really bring a blessing into our community of more of a unity and a oneness and an understanding, which actually is there, but it just needs to be rekindled a little bit. So I think Christmas is a time to remind people that, you know, God stepped into history. He came, he gave us his son, his little vulnerable baby, because he loves us, and he wanted to bring people together. That's what Christmas is all about.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your heart towards Christmas. And also what this is going to be like for us coming into Christmas, which is not too far away, Roger. It's only 4 weeks, I think.
It's a time when a lot of people come to our community as well.
Yeah.
And if you would allow me, I would quite like to just pray a blessing on our community for this season.
Yeah, very much.
And let's pray that and believe that people that come here will respect the place, and that there won't be a lot of, people trashing our community or, walking all over us. Or, let's just believe for a really good summer where people come. And they can be a part of our awesome community. They can catch some of the heart and the peace and the aroha, the love of that we have in this place. Enjoy the beauty of it, but not abuse the place. I think that's what my heart is. So shall I? Pray along those lines? Yeah. Well, Lord God, we do thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the place that we live, and I just pray that your blessing and your peace would reside here. I pray that you would be bringing people together, cultures together, families together, and that as a community we would begin to experience your peace all over again. The peace that the early missionaries brought here, that the early people like Wiramu Winera, the chief, and that experienced. And I just pray for that unity and that oneness to be rekindled in the season that we're in. And I pray that people, when they come here, would really respect this place. They'd respect the community and the people that live here. And it would be a time of blessing. So I just want to pray for a blessing on our community over the summer season ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for coming in. And we're going to hear a lot about Christmas at Wenera. It's on the 10th of December, starting at 5?
Yeah, 5 p.m. 5 on. PM. Yep.
But you're going to hear a lot more of late 80s Mercedes. What else? I had this on a song that I was going to. Here we go. It's called the one that I said I was going to play that I didn't. It's called Fingerprints. Beautiful song. So I'm going to head out with this one. Just a reminder that, if you're on a faith journey like I am and you're wanting to meet people in your community, then join me on Sunday at Surfside Church down at the Raglan Area School Gym. I think we've got our youth running the service this week. It's going to be amazing. So if you want to meet people from your community, you want to learn more about faith and God and Jesus Christ, then join me. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to head out with Fingerprints, and I'll see you next time, next Friday, same time, Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that
We are not alone when you see love. It's written in the way the stars break up the night. The proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I. I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle when you see love. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies that the more you seek, the more you find that love, love, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, no, it's the fingerprints of God. Thing is ordinary. We're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
G Factor Junior is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shark.